Appropriations Committee continues to work. You're on that panel, and I believe you heard from the right now acting fire marshal and his request for the upcoming fiscal year.
We did. We're taking up several departments each week. The department comes in, testifies why they what they want to cut, what they want to increase, do, and so we're taking that into consideration. No decision being made. The budget through public safety deal with the fire marshal was here this week, is up, and Tim Beam, the acting fire marshal, West Plains, came up and was very professional with his presentation and had good staff with him. He's getting his feet on the ground real well, but he's learning about a little bit about how that appropriation is going. That's a big part of the department. I mean, there's lots of things with the department, but getting money to run it and seeing what they can do or can't do. Proud of Tim, the way he stepped up, meeting him in the halls, and he is just very professional, working hard to make sure we can get him confirmed. So appropriations have been a challenge this week, as hearing from people that, you know, don't like the cuts that are being made and this, that, and other. So it's an interesting year in appropriations, which it is every year.
Public safety and the fire marshal, that points to one of those needs from the state, rather, on those things that have to be done.
There is, and there's a lot of things. We, along with the public safety, of course, we had the highway patrol and their needs, and we definitely want to keep our drone the best equipped. It's a challenge with all that. Back to the fire marshal, I noticed their vehicles, at the end of this year, they're going to have like 11 vehicles that have over 120,000 miles on them. So, I mean, people really do work hard trying to stretch the budget. Is it enough? No, but we keep looking for ways to do so. But have to run the government. It's big business in Missouri and big business, of course, nationwide.
Part of that is represented not only in work on the Appropriations Committee. I think probably one, if not all, the reasons most people run for, be it the House, be it the Senate, or statewide elected office in this state, is to make things better. We saw a report come from U.S. News and World Report that kind of puts Missouri on the bottom end of some things.
Yeah, that was a pretty scathing report. It dealt with a number of different issues, but it made us 37th in the nation in so many different ways. Crime, infrastructure, opportunities, economic growth. Boy, that's tough when you look and you got this great state that we love and so many possibilities, great people, and we're 37th in the nation there. And it goes back to job growth, where we're, depending which survey you look at, 47th, 49th, and that's our major emphasis, trying to make Missouri better. It's interesting, we brought up a bill Monday night and stayed in till about 10 o'clock Monday night, got out Monday night and brought it up first thing again Tuesday after committee meetings, and then we stayed here. I think I got home a little after 3 in the morning. Got the bill passed as a discrimination bill that aligned us more with the federal government, and the state has kind of gone one direction quite a little ways, in my opinion, too far. And so this aligns us up with federal guidelines, which will really make it easier for everybody to understand what those guidelines are. But so many little things like that affect our businesses and where they can get sued so easy and where this can happen and that can happen. So we're just trying to make government simpler, operate more efficiently, and better for the citizens of Missouri.
There's a bill making its way through the process this year, Senate Bill 257, I believe is an infrastructure-related bill?
It is. The telephone companies want to have their depreciation scheduled on their lines, which deals back with personal property taxes, and so I've killed the bill last year, did everything I could to, and I'm doing it again this year. It affects our schools, it affects our libraries, it affects rural fire departments, anybody gets a piece of the personal property, cemeteries, also the blind pension funds in there. I'm sorry, telephone companies, my sympathies with the schools that are having a tough time, not with them. And whenever they make billions of dollars a year, I'm really not in favor of cutting them any break on their taxes. They knew what it was when they, it's been that way since 2005. And they claim as an oversight, maybe, may not be, but I'm here to stand up for my schools and the cemeteries, the blind pension fund, fire department, all that. That's just not right. So they carry a lot of weight, but I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure. I had a lot of sleepless nights last year just figuring out what angle they were going to go to. And they kept introducing as amendments and bills and this, that, and other, able to defeat it. So the challenge is on this year, and I bet I come out ahead.